This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iranian protesters took to the streets in the third day of demonstrations against the government after it acknowledged mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian passenger jet, killing all 176 aboard. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Iranian demonstrators defied a heavy police presence and chanted against the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The Iranian demonstrators are protesting their country's days of denials that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane carrying 176 people. The plane crash early Wednesday killed everyone on board, mostly Iranians and Iranian Canadians. After initially pointing to a technical failure and insisting the armed forces were not to blame, authorities on Saturday admitted accidentally shooting it down in the face of mounting evidence and accusations by Western leaders. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Meanwhile, AP's John Gambrill reports an initial Iranian investigation details the final moments before the jet crash.
It says that the plane was on fire and that the crew didn't make a call for help before it crashed outside of Tehran. This report comes as Iran faces a lot of pressure internationally over the crash and a lot of questions as well.
A Pakistani court Monday dismissed the death sentence handed down to former military ruler Pervez Musharraf, declaring as unlawful the legal process that led to his conviction. Former President Musharraf had challenged the formation of a special three-judge tribunal, which tried and found him guilty of treason in December for subverting the country's constitution. The offense carries the death penalty under Pakistani laws. Kenyan police say Al-Shabaab extremists killed three people in an assault early Monday in eastern Kenya. Three teachers were killed and one was abducted. The AP says they also set fire to a police post. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. For more on any of these stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.